7:24 back here with Rich and Ryan in the morning. We are now joined by Representative Christy Purcell of District 58A. Good morning,
good
Representative
Good morning,
Purcell.
Gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Always so helpful. It's always good to see you.
Yes, thank
Indeed.
You for being here.
Absolutely. So, it's been a pretty quiet week up
oh,
in
St.
Paul.
Oh, yeah, not much happened.
Not much going on, you know. So talk to us a little bit. How has your week gone?
Well, I'll start at the very beginning. A very good place to start.
Yeah.
So Monday was a good day.
Yeah.
So Monday was our annual Sovereignty Day mm-hmm. at the Capitol. So we had leadership from the 11 Native Nations that share the same geography as Minnesota.
Yep.
There were panel discussions. Just a really important time to do this government-to-government relationship
mm-hmm.
building, trust building. Governor was there, Senator Tina Smith, U.S. Senator Tina Smith was there, and of course lots and lots of legislators.
Mm-hmm.
David Gottfried was sworn in as our 134th member of the Minnesota House. This is the gentleman who won the special election.
Yep.
So there are now 67 Democrats and 67 Republicans.
So we are now full.
So we are now up to capacity as of Monday at 3:30 p.m. So that was a relief. And then we got word that the Chief Justice, Natalie Hudson, from our Supreme Court, dismissed the 29 recall petitions against the Democrats. So there's a multi-step process for recall.
Mm-hmm.
But There were 30 in total filed, one against Dwayne Quam, who's a Republican that was dismissed a couple of weeks ago. And then 29 of us were filed that were Democrats. And so we all submitted sworn depositions and presented it to the Supreme Court. And then on Monday, she ruled that there are no grounds. It has to meet five different criteria. And
Did not meet any of the five criteria. We've been aware of this recall petition, but you know, and I asked you a couple of different times if you want to talk about it, and you obviously didn't for good reason. Would you like to say anything about it now?
I'm glad that I think when we saw Quam's petition being dismissed,
mm-hmm.
that was a good indicator that probably ours likely would be as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a relief. Now I can just do my job.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. Yeah, so Monday was a good day.
That's good. That's good. Wasn't Monday also the day that in the Senate, a bunch of GOP senators introduced a bill to make Trump derangement syndrome?
That happened last week.
Oh, that happened last week.
Yeah. So over the weekend, that was kind of the buzz yeah. of just yeah. really diminishing mental health.
Yeah, yeah.
And just a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Right.
Like 20 years ago, one of my colleagues who worked in the Senate asked, about how much money does it cost to write a bill?
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes the lawyers in the revisor's office, and it takes the staff to jacket
mm-hmm.
it, and it takes all of these, you know,
yeah.
capacity. And 20 years ago, it cost, the estimate she got was about $700.
Wow.
And so to have something that's trying to be glib
mm.
and trying to, I don't know, I guess make light of people who have mental health
yeah.
challenges
yeah.
and then cost the taxpayers money.
yeah.
Doesn't seem great.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look. And then when one of your five authors is arrested for a federal felony.
And that
charge.
was why I brought it up, because now that one of those authors has had to resign from the Senate, does that
from his jail cell.
From his jail cell.
Yep.
Does that affect the bill at all? I mean, it's not going anywhere, but I'm, you know what? I'm trying to be snarky here is what I'm trying to do.
Well, and I'm going to just bring it back to Senate is going to Senate, and it's a different universe over there.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
I often don't know what the heck is happening over there, and this continues to be true. I mean, that There's no companion bill for the Trump derangement syndrome. There's been mention of this in committee and on the floor, just being referred to it by its initials, which of course I was like, I have no idea what that is and had to Google it because it's so far down the right wing rabbit hole. But so there has not been a companion bill introduced in my chamber. So the in the Senate, Democrats had a 1-seat majority. They now have a 2-seat majority. Mm-hmm. So it's not going anywhere.
Right. Okay.
So that apparently the arrest happened Monday night, but we didn't get that news until Tuesday, which is pretty explosive. But the pretty wonderful, incredible thing that happened Tuesday in my world is that we had a press conference and former city councilor George Zuccoletto came up and spoke at the press conference. And this was a bill that I'm a co-author of, which is the Manufactured Home Park Bill of Rights.
Sure.
So there's three or four different tenets of the bill offering a real path for ownership for residents to actually purchase parks, capping the rent. So people own their homes and they're really not mobile. So we call them manufactured homes. Mm-hmm. But for example, like the shenanigans we've seen at Viking Terrace and the attorney general had to step in. Mm-hmm. So it was really great that George could be there. But another facet of the bill is a 3% lot rate increase. But because people own their homes, then they're not really mobile. Mm-hmm. And then they're paying for the land underneath their homes to rent. And we have seen that when these neighborhoods get sold mainly to private equity firms, for example, Lakeshore owns the Viking Terrace now, that they have just jacked the lot rent. And so we have a cap on lot rent at 3% annually. We know there's other sort of shady practices like, oh, we're not going to raise your rent, but we're going to charge you $200 a month for lawn maintenance.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have any lawn to speak of.
Right.
Or if you do it yourself, like these are mandatory fee hikes. So anyway, it's a handful of protections for those folks. And it was just so cool because there were residents who came from across the state for this press conference. And it was just really, really a beautiful and hopeful, like, people powered moment.
That's great. And it's great to see George taking a bit of a leadership role there too.
So fun.
Yeah.
I am here for, you know, more times we can have our community in, you know, a little bit bigger, like a statewide press conference.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
Absolutely. So what else is going on this week?
Well, so that was Tuesday. Wednesday we have annually, I guess it's been 10 years that the legislature has done an iftar dinner. So it is the holy month of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. And to break fast, this is the first time, however, it was quite at the scale. It was like, I don't know, 250 people or something.
Cool.
At the armory, the National Guard armory, which is next door to where my office is.
Okay.
And so we went there and again, Governor Walz was there. This time, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar was there. Mayor Melvin Carter was there. Lots of dignitaries from, you know, different Muslim organizations and East African countries and affiliated groups. And some Northfielders in the house, which it was such a big room. I was just sort of like on one corner. And then they asked the elected folks to come up on the stage for a photo. And then I saw Charlie Kogan snapping a picture with and his wife and then former Northfield, the Methodist Church pastor, Jared Morey.
Okay.
Was there.
Fantastic.
And so he's not a constituent anymore, but I know he and Rachel quite well from our children being friends. And so it was fun to then have. And then one of the chaplains from the Guard is a Northfielder too, which I didn't realize. He's come and done a prayer in front of the house. So anyway, it was just like a fun, of course, celebrating the breaking of the fast, right, with the iftar and meeting folks from all over the state and being in community, but then also like bonus North Fielders are everywhere.
I have a question. Did you get any phone calls this week that you would be able to discuss?
The phone calls take me a little longer to address than emails.
Oh, well, no, that's not what I'm you got a specific phone call this past week. I don't know if you can discuss that.
Thank
or not.
You. Yes. Okay. So that was on Monday. Speaking of Governor Walz, so I did get a phone call from the governor.
Yeah.
From apparently his personal cell phone.
So you captured his number.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh heck yeah.
Well, it's funny because I was asking some of my colleagues, because famously he didn't answer when Kamala Harris called him, because he was like, I didn't know the number.
Right.
Like, he sent it to voicemail. So I was like, well, he would understand. But then some of my colleagues did have his number, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's the one he'll call me from.
Yeah.
So, it was a 1-minute conversation. He thanked me for helping connect him with my friends, Danny and Mary Lundell, who are over in Stanton Township for the press conference event they had a couple weeks ago, right before the big snow storm, to talk about the Trump tariffs. Mm-hmm. So they were looking for a farm within driving distance, and there was a conference, so a lot of farmers were gone. And so I connected him with these friends, and so he called to thank me for that. So I appreciated that.
That's fantastic.
Nice. Yes, yeah. That was nice. So I was like, well, I just saw you at the Sovereignty Day, you know, opening panel. We could have just taken care of this in 20 seconds, but
no,
I appreciate the call.
You garnered a little goodwill from the presumptive Democratic candidate for president in 2028.
One of probably 100, maybe, putting their hats in the ring. Well, so then yesterday was quite an eventful day, just to round up my week.
Yeah.
So I held the gavel for the first time this session in the Environment Committee, and then had to switch and present a bill at the dais.
Mm.
And so last night when I was at my child's, it was the all district orchestra concert last night, and my kiddo plays, is in fourth grade, and so they played the first two songs, and after that I could just feel my body sort of coming down, because there was 2 hours of running the meeting. There were 17 testifiers just on my bill.
Wow.
Because we were talking about ATVs.
Okay.
And that always brings out a lot of people. And I'm glad to do it, glad to do the work. And then after that, I swung in real quickly to the Supreme Court had kind of their annual open house.
Mm.
And I got to introduce my legislative assistant to Justice Gordon Moore.
Yeah.
And we were gushing about this particular radio station. Aww. and the dog who hangs out here as well. He's a big ginger fan.
Such a fan of our office dog.
And like, you'll have to check the KYMN Facebook page, because I have my KYMN sticker on my water bottle. And so my LA took a picture of the two of us, and it's small, but you have to can see it's Gordon and I, and then there's a KYMN sticker.
Our KYMN social media director is in mid post right now, actually.
Perfect.
So, yes,
that is something we need to do: start getting pictures of people with a KYMN sticker on
absolutely,
and just be like, where's KYMN in the
where's
state,
KYMN
the country,
where's it been,
you know?
Well,
absolutely.
Yesterday we were in the Supreme Court chambers.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's pretty good.
So go check out the website, and if you haven't supported the fundraiser, please do that.
Come to breakfast tomorrow. You coming to breakfast?
I'll be at breakfast tomorrow.
Fantastic.
You're jumping ahead, because I'm trying. I actually wrote down my week, going chronologically. So today the governor's budget, the revised budget, will be released. So I have a briefing with the staff, just on kind of little the parts of the budget that impact the work that I do in environment, climate stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be touring Three Links. So I met with the new owners of that facility. So I'm going to head on over there this afternoon. Tomorrow I'll be on the Legislative Action Committee Zoom with Dr. Hillman and the, you know, concerned parents and community members, sort of talking about the situation. I'm sure we'll be talking about what's happening at the federal level hard for me to keep up, hard for anyone to keep up with that. But it's, of course, of great concern. And then we'll have the governor's revised budget to discuss tomorrow as well. So if people are going to be on that Zoom, I'll see them there. And then heading over to Brunch at the Grand, of course. And the most exciting thing, this is why I had to do it chronologically, Monday we'll be hosting the PWHL champions, the Minnesota Frost.
Oh, fantastic.
In the chamber.
That's awesome.
And so there's some Minnesotans on that team. The captain will be there. And so we will get to present them because it is Women's History Month, and they made Women's History last year by being the first ever Walter Cup champions. And there are many of us in the legislature who are season ticket holders or half season ticket holders.
At least one massive Frost fan.
There are a few of us massive Frost fans. So I will be wearing purple and excited to meet.
What is going on with that team right now?
I mean, this happened last year too.
It did. It
did. Where we started out strong. There's all these big long breaks because of these international play and and then we kind of tank for a while. Now we're just hoping to make the playoffs.
Right.
But maybe us bolstering them on Monday will help. They do play the Victoire on Wednesday, and that's definitely like the team to beat. So so they have a game Wednesday, and then I'll be going. Actually, Laura Myers and my kids and I will be going to the game the following weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
It's their last regular season home game.
That's great.
So I have a question for you, Christine.
Uh-huh.
When do you sleep? Do you just take little power naps throughout the day? When you can fit them in, little micro naps?
Unfortunately, because I don't have an office right now, it's hard to nap up at the Capitol, but I will be napping today.
Okay.
After this, after my briefing with the governor's office, I have a doctor's appointment, getting lunch out at Martha's. Somewhere in there.
Okay.
I'll nap a little bit.
All right. So you have a slower day, maybe a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit today.
All right.
Well, being in district on Fridays.
We greatly appreciate all the hard work you do and all the time you put in.
I'm honored to do it, and thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. We love it, and we will talk to you again next week.
That sounds great. Thank
all right.
you.
Thanks, Christy. That is Representative Christy Purcell of District 58A. We are going to take a very quick break and come back with Tim McNiff, News with a Side of Sports. Don't go away.